Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim, daf Tzadei Beis. Begin 14 lines down to the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues with the 11th parak of Masechta Zevachim, parak Damchatas, discussing now that we finished regarding the previous parak, Kalatadr, in the hierarchy, what's more sanctified. So begin with the more severe carbon, that of the carbon Chatas. And the Mishnah begins regarding the discussion of Damchatas. There are unique halachas that pertain to the blood of a carbon Chatas, specifically Shanitas Alabegit. If the blood of the Chatas gets sprayed onto a garment, says the Mishnah, raises the toin kibus, so that garment has to be washed, as the pasuk in the Torah says, Vashayizim Medama, if the blood of the carbon Chatas is going to spray on the garment, one has to wash that garment. Now it says the Mishnah, Ava Bishayin Lakasim Adabe Elab Nachalis, even though really, if one looks at the pasuk, it's only talking about the Chatas Hanachalis, the carbon Chatas that are the Chitzainis, those that are sacrificed on the outer Mizbeach, the meat is eaten by the Kehanim. And Shadim, like it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, it says, B'malkum kadosh te'achal. There in that context, it says, in a holy place that should be eaten, meaning the Kehanim eat it in the Azara. So though seemingly the context of the Pasuk over there is talking about the Chatas Hanachalis, the Chitzenius, that's where you would think the halacha of when the blood sprays on the garment, then you have to wash it. In spite of that, says the Mishnah, Echer Hanachalis or Echer Panimius. Whether it's the Karbanos Chatas that are consumed by the Kehanim, or whether those that are brought inside the Heichel, which are not consumed, is totally burnt out of the Machana, still both of those Chatas, Tu'unis Kibus, either one of them, if the blood sprays in the garment, has to be laundered, has to be washed. And I'm like, it says in the Pasuk before that, in the beginning of the context of that whole parish over there, it says, Taira Asa Chatas, this is the law of the Chatas, where Taira is a general term to tell you, Taira Achas Al Chala Chatas, that this one law for all Chatas is not just for the Nachalas, but even for the Chatas HaPanimis. Now, continues the Mishnah, Chatas Psula, however, an invalid Karma Chatas, ain't dumb at Toin Kibus, if its blood sprays on the garment, that garment does not have to be washed, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yiza, that it will be sprayed, which is in a future context, which says that if it's fit for Hazah, a chatas that's pasul, the blood is not fit for hazah to make the atonement for whatever it's working for, and therefore that blood sprays in the garment, it's not going to have to be washed. Now, continues the Mishnah, this halacha is bein shahisul ashasa kesha, whether if it had an opportune time that at one point it was fit to be sprayed, or bein shahisul ashasa kesha, whether it never had an opportune time, it doesn't make a difference. If right now it's pasul, it's not going to mandate the washing of the garment if the blood spills on that garment. As the Mishnah explains, what's the case of that it had an opportune time, just now it's pasul? For example, shalana, if its blood was left out overnight, which then becomes pasul because it stayed out overnight, past its time, or if it's shnitmor, if it became tame, or if it's shayatzis, so if it left the area of where it's allowed to be, meaning it was valid blood of a kamachatas, something happened to it, then it became pasul, that's where it had a shasakesha. What's the situation that it never had an opportune time? When the person slaughtered the carbon, he already had a machshava of invalidating the carbon, so the blood, by the time it came out, was already invalidated. Or if, let's say, someone that's invalid to receive the blood received it, the moment the blood came into existence, it was already invalidated, or if someone puzzled through the blood, which Rashi says not to have the girsa bezarku, for a related reason, because he says, even if, not a pasul, even if a kasher cutting through the blood of a carbon, after the blood was thrown, if let's say the blood would be sprayed on the person's garment, anyway wouldn't be required to be washed. As the Gemara says later on, it says, Ashayiza, that's in the future tense, that excludes if let's say it already was sprayed, then the blood that spills in the garment would not have to be washed. It says, Rashi, take out Vizarku on the Shekib Lepsulin, because that it's like Zarku Psulim, because even Zarku Ksherim, anyways, it wouldn't have to be washed. But those are the cases where it never had a Shasa Kesher, or says the Mishnah, even if it had a Shasa Kesher, it doesn't make a difference. Right now it's Pasul, if it sprays on the garment, that garment wouldn't have to be washed. Now, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that said, Dam Chatas, and the Gemara says, Shenitas V'chulu, regarding the blood of a Karma Chatas to spray it on the garment, and the Mishnah said, whether it's the Nachalis, which is the outer Chatois, or whether it's the inner Chatois, like the parhelm de bishul tzibur, there's certain karbanis that are brought inside into the chatas in the heichel. Either one, if the blood sprays on the garment, you have to wash that garment. Now, on that, how do we know that? So the Mishnah said, because it says Torah's hachatas, it says the inclusive terminology. for all Karbanos Chatas. So that is the Gemara Vitar Achas L'Chachatayis. If that word Taras Achas is including all Karbanos Chatas for this halacha of Kibbutz, then Afila Chatas Oif Nami, then even the bird Chatas should also have the same halacha. Aloma Tanya, why do we learn the Braisa that says, Yachal Teh Dam Chatas Oif Toin Kibbutz? You would think that the blood of the Chatas Oif, if it sprays on someone's garment, it would have to be washed. Tamalim is Zeis. That's what says the Braisa. No, you learn that from the exclusionary term Zeis, that excludes it. But why? Torah should include it just the way it includes the Panemius. So Amar Shlokish Mashem Bar Kapar, it says no, because Amar Kram, the Pasuk says, Im Vayikra, and this is Parak Vav Pasuk Yitches, where it says that Zeis Teres HaChatas, this is the law of the Chatas, in the place where you slaughter the Eila, it says, Tishachet, you should slaughter the Chatas. And that's the context of where it talks about this parsha that we're discussing regarding laundering the garment. So it says, Tishachet, obviously, the pasuk is talking about the animals of the chatas that are slaughtered, not the birds which are not slaughtered. They have malika done to them. So obviously, we're not going to be including the bird chatos. But that is the Gemara. But if that's the case, and that's why you're excluding the chatos ha'ayv, then you should also exclude the panemius, because ve'ema benachalas akasam adaba. You should say that the pasuk is only talking about the carbon chatos that are consumed, that are eaten. Like it says in the pasuk over there, b'makom kadosh te'achal, in the holy place you should eat it. Ava panemius lai, then you should also exclude the chatos and panemius because they're not eaten; it's totally burnt. Oh, that says the Gemara. No, Rabbi Rachman Teiras. But the Torah had an inclusionary term of teiras achatos, like we said in the Mishnah. That word teiras achatos includes the panemius. So that's the Gemara. If that's the case, afil chatos oivnami. Then also the bird chatos should be the same thing, because although, like we said in the Braisa, there's a word zeis that excludes it. But panemius are also excluded, because we said the pasuk is talking about nechalis, and still the word tyrus is including them, so the word tyrus should include the chatzaif too. That says the Gemara, no, miyat rachmana zeis. The word zeis is excluding the chatzaif. That asks the Gemara, umarisa, where do you see fit? There's one inclusionary term and one exclusionary term. Where do you see fit to say, oh, tyrus that's including is included panemius. Zeis that's excluding will exclude the eif. Why not? Maybe say the other way around. Says the Gemara, Mistabra, the Chatas Behema Panemius Havalel Rebuy. It's more logical to say, as that's the way we're interpreting, that the inner Chatas Behema should be included, like the same halacha as the Chatas HaChatzenis, and not the Chatas HaEif. Why? Because many corollaries that are similar with the Chatas HaPanemius, like the Chatas HaChatzenis. First of all, Shekem Behema, where it's an animal, the Chatas HaPanemius, just like the Chatas HaChatzenis. The also shchitas, they're slaughtering by both of them. Tzaf and both of them need to be done in the northern part of the Azara. The Kabbalah's Kli, both of them need their blood received in the vessel. As the Ketintam and Beis, the Keren, and both of them need to be put on the corner of the Mizbech. The Etzba, both of them need to be done by the finger. The Chuda, both of them need to be on the corner of the Keren, meaning by the edge of the corner. The Ishim, both of them also need to, that their sacrificial parts be burnt on the fires. In contrast, the Chatas Oif is not an animal. It's not slaughtered, like we said, has malika done to it. It does not require to be done in the northern part of the Azara. Its blood is not received in a vessel. It's not put on the Keren, because Chatz Oif has not been done on the top to be put on the Keren. It's actually done on the bottom half, in contrast to Chatz Behema. And it also does not require that it be done with the finger, because it's not even held. It's actually done straight from the bird, so it's not with the finger. And neither is it done on the edge of the Keren. And none of it is put onto the fire. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's more logical to say that if what we're including is going to be the Chatos HaPanemius and not the Chatos HaEif. And that says Gemara, no, Adrabba, to the contrary. Chatos HaEif, Havalei Rebuyeh, we should have included the Chatos HaEif. Why? Shekein Chutz Kamaisa, it's the same as the Chatos Behema HaChatzenis, where both the Chatos HaEif and the Chatos Behema HaChatzenis are both done on the outside, meaning in the Azara, not in the Heichel. And Vachile Kamaisa, it's also consumed, the meat is eaten by the Kanim, like the Chatos HaChatzenis, in contrast, the Chatos HaPanemius are not done outside in the Azara, and they're not eaten. Well, that's just the Gemara. Yeah, Bahanach Nefish. But the ones that the commonalities between the Chatos HaPanemius with the Chatos HaChatzenis is much more, as we just pointed out, than that of the Chatos HaEif. And that's why we're including the Chatos HaPanemius and excluding from Zeis the Chatos HaEif. Another interpretation of Yisav Arme says, Amakra, the Pasuk says over there in that context, says, Yoichal Lena, you should eat it. Sounds like one of them you should eat. To say, from those chatoyas that are eaten, that I'm talking to you in this topic regarding laundering the clothing if the blood sprays on it, it's only from one of them and not of all of them. For this one and not another one, which is binachalas mirakasa. The exclusion is in from those types of chatois that are eaten. Which one is that? That's the chatas saif, which is also eaten from, that's being excluded from the halacha of this context. And what does it say in this context? Regarding laundering the clothing, and marika shtifa, which is when they use these vessels, when they cook in it, they have to clean it out. If they purge it, it's yoichalena, eat it, and not eat another one. What do you mean? But you do eat the other one. Meaning, but this halacha, in this one that you eat, you have this halacha, not in the chatois saif. In contrast, the chatois abnim is not being excluded because that's not even eaten. Now, but then that's the Gemara, based on Rav Yosef's interpretation, then the ela zeis lamali. Then why do I need, like the Brisa said, zeis, which we thought is excluding the chatois saif, but Rav Yosef says he learns it out from yechalana. Says the Gemara, no, ilav zeis, if you didn't have the exclusionary term of zeis, havamina yechalana urche de kri. I would have thought to say that when it says you eat it, it's just a common usage of how the pasuk speaks, because if one looks at all the words there in the pasuk, all of them are saying it like that. You should slaughter the chatas. It says bibsara, midama, it says, because it's talking about it. So if I only said yechalana, I would think, okay, it's not going to exclude anything. Kamashim lan, that's what it says. No, it says zeis, which is excluding. But now, which one do you exclude? Panemius or chatoi sa'if? Therefore, when it says yechalana, I know which one. This one that you eat, and not a different one that you eat, is being excluded. And that's how we know to exclude chatoi sa'if. Now, another approach for what we had asked before, Rabbi Amar, he says, the question that we had was that maybe we should exclude the chatois apanimius from zeis and include the chatois aif from tairas. And that says Rabba, no. Because actually, different than the conventional understanding we had up until now, says to the contrary, the primary halacha of laundering the garment when the blood of a chatois spills on it is actually talking about the chatois apanimius. Because Amakra, the pasuk says as follows. What's the word of the pasuk? It says that if the blood of the chatois that's going to spill, ashayiza, that will be sprayed, and the Girsa is binizois hakasa bedaba. We're talking about blood of a chatas that's sprayed. That's the chatois apanimius, because by the chatois apanimius, it actually says the word spraying on the pareches. But with the chatainius, it actually doesn't say the word hazah. It says to place. It doesn't say to spray. So therefore, says Rabba, you can't say that tairas will include the oif and zois will exclude the panemius, because to the contrary, actually, the pasuk is talking about, at least in this pasuk, there's a few different halachas there in that parasha, and the rabbi is saying that pasuk that literally talks about the halach of kibbutz is actually talking about the panemius. And it's actually the chitzainius, which we thought up until now was the primary topic of that pasuk, it's actually what's learned out from the extra word of tairas. So therefore, obviously, we're not going to be excluding the panemius if the parasha itself is talking about the panemius. But in that, it's the Gemara, how can you say that? But Vatanya, we learn in our Mishnah said, Afa pisha ina kasam adaber ela binachalis. Meaning, Mishnah is saying, you would think that maybe the halacha of this kibbutz, of laundering the garment, would only apply to the chatois hachatzainis, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. How do I know that it's even by the chatois hapanimis? Oh, so it says, Taira achas, that comes to include it. Now, but one thing as the Gemara is, obviously you see that the primary pasuk is talking about the chatos chatzainis, and the panemius are included from the word tairas. Exactly what the opposite of what Rabbi is trying to say. So that says the Gemara, no, this is what Rabbi is saying. And this is what the Mishnah was saying. The Mishnah was saying that even though there are other halachas in that parsha, which are only talking about the chatos chatzainis, meaning the carbon chatos that are eaten by the kahanim, and what is that? That's other psukim around there. Le'inya marika ushtifa, regarding having to purge the vessel that the karmen chatas was cooked in, which that's only by the chatayas ha-chatzainis, which are eaten, which it says over there in that parasha, in those psukim, kal zocha be-kahanim yechleisa, all the kahanim, the male kahanim, they eat the meat of the karmen chatas, which that doesn't apply to chatayas ha-pinimis, because it's not even cooked. They just go out and burn all the meat out of the machna. But avalein kibus, but that's what the Mishnah was saying. But regarding laundering the garment, there, that's how the next words of the Mishnah say that there, echad anachalas of echad apanimius. Yeah, that there is going to apply to whether if it's the eaten ones or whether it's the inner chatois. And actually, the primary is the panemius, because ashayizikziv, where it says over there regarding that which will be sprayed, and that is by the panemius where it talks about spraying. And actually, the chatzainis are the one that's learned from zeis tersachatas. And that's what's being included. And therefore, it's not, we can't say that you're going to exclude panemius, because that's what the pasuk itself is saying. So based on the way Rab is interpreting, the words of the Mishnah are different than the way we had read initially. We had initially read the Mishnah that's saying, even though the pasuk only is about nechala, is, oh, but still, Zayis Taris HaChatzis is going to come to include Echad HaNechalas VeEchad HaPanemius. But the way Rab is interpreting is actually, it's a two different statements, saying that even though there are psukim around that, that are only by Nechalas, because they only apply to Nechalas, by like Marika Shtifa. But that's what the mission then continues, it says, but regarding the Halacha of Kibbutz, oh, that's Echad HaNechalas VeEchad HaPanemius, because actually the primary is by Panemius, and the Chalas, the Chitzainis, are included from the extra word of Taris. Now, ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, like you're saying, that actually the primary pasuk about laundering is by the Chatois HaPanemius, then why does the Tanna say, Echad HaNechalas VeEchad HaPanemius, that this Allah applies whether for the Chatois HaChatzainius or the Chatois HaPanemius? Now, that sounds like that what is said by the Chatois HaChatzainius, the Nechalas, will also apply to the Panemius, because it sounds like that which is said by Nechalas, same thing will be for the Panemius. So obviously, it sounds like that the primary pasuk is talking about Nechalas, and the Panemius are included. But based on what you're saying, it should say the other way around. It should say Echad HaPanemius, both, and it applies to the Panemius, and the Echad HaNechalas Mibayla, and it should have said also, including the Chatzainius. But based on what you're saying, that's if it should have said that, why say Nechalas Vecha Panemius? Says the Gemara, you're right, Tani, amend the Mishnah to read Echad HaPanemius VeEchad Nechalas, because the primary is the Panemius. And not only that, but even the Nechalas is included from the word Tairas. Now, on that, ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, then Chata Sa'if Nami. Then, actually, that from the literal wording of the Pasuk, which he said is talking about the Chatois HaPanemius, because it says Asher Yiza, so then ask the Gemara, actually Chata Sa'if then should be understood from the actual reading of the Pasuk too, because it's also one of the Nizais. Because the pasuk says we're going to chatas a'if, v'hiza midam achatas. There it does say the word hazah. So even if you're going to be including the chatos ha'chatzainis from Tairas, so why do we say in the braisa that we quoted before that we're excluding chatas a'if? Why? Just like panemius is the pasuk itself, because it says ashayiza, so the word hazah also applies to chatas a'if, so that of course should be included. So it's like, no, miyat rachman hazais. The Torah, however, used an exclusionary term of Zayis Torah. The word Zayis is excluding, saying this and not something else. That's excluding Chata Zayis. On that, as the Gemara, but if you're excluding the Chatzayin and Amiloi, then also the other Chatois, which are not the primary pasuk that Rab is explaining, should also be excluded from the word Zayis. So the Gemara, no, Riba Rechmona Torahs. It's a Zayis Torahs HaChatas. The word Torahs is an inclusionary term that's including the Chatois HaChatzayinis. On that, as the Gemara, Marisa, what did you see fit? Why are you excluding the Eif from Zayis and the Chatois HaChatzainius from Tairas? Says the Gemara, the inverse of how we had said before, when we thought the primary is Chatzainius and including Panemius and excluding Aiv, now we're saying that according to Rabbi, the primary is Panemius and including Chatzainius and excluding Aiv, like we said before. It's logical to say what we're going to include from the word Tairas is going to be the Chatois HaChatzainius. Why? Because Shekain, there's many commonalities that you have between the Chatois HaChatzainius and the Chatois HaPanemius. Shekin Behema, both of them are animals. Shechit Safin, both of them are slaughtered in the north. V'kabalas Kli, both of them are received with a vessel, its blood. V'karen, they're both put onto the corner. V'espa, with the finger. V'chuden, the exact point of the corner. V'ishim, and their sacrificial parts are put on the fires. In contrast, the Eif doesn't have those things. So that has to come up, but I'll drop to the contrary. Chatas Eif Havalei Bui. No, we should have included the bird Chatas, Shekin Hazo Kamaisa, where it's the same as the Panemius that they're both sprayed, which is not the case by the Chatois HaChatzainius. So maybe that's the one that should be included. Well, that says Gemara, the Bahanach Nefishin. The one about the Chatois HaChatzainius, the Behema, has that much more commonalities, and therefore that's the one that's included, and Zeus is going to include the Chatas Eif. Now, continuing a related discussion of the blood of the Chatas Eif, Bayi Rabavin says, Chatas Eif, regarding this bird Chatas, Shehichnis Dama Bitzavara Bifnim. The blood of the Chatas Eif was brought inside the Heichel when it was still in the neck of the bird. Meaning, between doing the Malika, which is the slaughtering that's done with the bird, which is with the fingernail of the Kayan, and before the Kayan went and sprayed it, because it's sprayed straight from the neck of the bird, the bird in that situation with the blood in its neck was brought into the Heichel, which generally bringing blood into the Heichel of a Chatas invalidates the carbon. Now, what's the halacha? Does it become invalidated because of a chol chatas hashayuba, that any chatas that his blood is brought into the heichel is going to be invalidated? What's the question? Says the Gemara as follows. How do we classify the equivalency of chatas aif in contrast to a regular carbon chatas behema? Savara kikli sharis dami? Do we say that the neck of the bird is like the vessel that we use to receive the blood of a chatas behema? Because there is no requirement of kabbalas hadam by the chatas eif in a vessel. So essentially, the neck of the bird is the kli, and therefore umifsal. Therefore, it's in the vessel that is received in, and then you bring that vessel into the heichel, like a chatas behema, that invalidates it. Maybe no, ketzavra behema. Maybe we consider the neck of the bird the way it is by the neck of the animal. An animal that, if its blood is brought inside, in the neck of the animal when it was slaughtered, and then the animal is taken out and its blood is received, that's not invalid. Because midama amrachman, the Torah, when it talks about the violation of this halacha, it says if one is going to take from its blood to the oilam mayid, oh, that's problematic, then you have to burn it. What that tells us is, v'loi, but not if you bring in it with besara, with its flesh, it's only from its blood. But here you bring it with its neck, with its flesh, that's not going to invalidate it. So what do you say? How do you classify the chatas alif? Is the neck like a klisharis, which is the kabbalah? And then it's like a blood, of course, you're not bringing the chatas behema by itself, just the blood on one's hands. It's in the vessel, that becomes invalidated. So to hear or no, maybe you say the chatas alif's neck is like the chatas behema's neck, and therefore that's not included in midama, and therefore it would not be invalidated. So the Gemara says, Toshima. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa, which is discussing a chatas alif. Says, let's say after the kayin did malika on the bird, so then pirkasa, the bird started jumping all around. What happens is when an animal or a bird could be slaughtered, the nichnasa lufnim, and the bird ran into the heichel. V'chaz, when it came back out, says the brisa, it's going to be valid. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is that because it ran in by itself to the heichel, and the kohen did not bring it in with the intention of creating an atonement, that's why it's not going to be problematic, because the pasuk says, l'chap v'akaydish, it's only problematic if it's being brought in with the intention of providing atonement. Here the chicken, without a head, ran in by itself, so therefore that's why it's going to be valid. So says the Gemara, so sounds like hachnisa, but if let's say it is deliberately brought in by the kohen, then psula, it's going to be invalidated. So you see, even though the blood is in the neck of the bird, that we do consider it like a klisharis, and it becomes invalidated when it goes in. Only when it goes in by itself, that's not a problem. But if it's brought in, then it's going to be a problem. And that says the Gemara, no, because, well, Tameich, according to your reasoning, the way you're making the inferential diuk, gabi kachik kachim diktani, then take a similar halacha, not by a bird carbon, but by a kachik kachim animal sacrifice. It says, pirkasav, let's say kachik kachim, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the north of the Azar. Says the Braisa, pirkasav yatz ladarim, let's say the animal starts running all over the place after its head is cut off, and its v'yatz ladarim goes to the southern part of the Azar. The chaz, when it comes back to the northern part, says the Braisa, share, it's going to be valid. Now, as Rashi points out, actually this case doesn't necessarily need the chaz that it comes back to the north. Rather, it's only because, as we're going to point out shortly, the next case of the Braisa, when it, with its head cut off, or goes out of the Azar and comes back, then the price says it's going to be puzzle, where there it's specifically mentioned like that to see even a bigger chiddush, because even though it comes back, it's still going to be puzzle once it leaves the Azara. So therefore, also in the case of when it says it's going to be kosher, it says coming back, but really, it's going to be kosher even if it doesn't come back. Now, but one thing that you would make a deek, it would sound like, is ha-hitziya psula. You're making the deek, oh, only because pirkasa, because it ran off with its head off and ran by itself, that's why it's kosher. But it sounds like, like you want to make the same deek over here, but if let's say the animal that was taken out by the kohen from the north to the south, then it's going to be invalid? What do you mean? Are there any walls, mechitzas, that separate the northern part of the Azar from the southern part of the Azar that should become invalidated by the psul of Yaitse as if it left a certain area that it becomes pasul? That's not the case. It doesn't become pasul if it's taken out from north to the south. Yeah, you're supposed to do shechit in the north, you're supposed to do kabbalah in the north, but if it went out and then brought back in from south to north, that's not a problem. Ella, rather, must be high, this, that, so why did it say the word of pirkasa, which sounds like, only if you didn't do it yourself, but if it happened by itself? That's only because yatzitzel l'chutz etzuchalei, well, like we pointed out before, of the next case in the brisa, that when it goes out, even though it was pirkasa, even though it just ran out by itself, out of the azara, and even if it comes back, yeah, that's the chiddush, the brisa wants to tell us that there's going to be pasul, even though it did it by itself, it still becomes pasul by Yetzir, as the Gemara said in Avchavav Medav, which is brought there in the Gemara, that it automatically becomes pasul. So Hachanami here also says the Braisa, refuting the proof that the Gemara wanted to bring, when it says the case by the Chatas Oif of Pirkasa, that its head was cut off and it ran into the Heichel, the reason why I use the terminology of Pirkasa is not because of to tell you that, oh, but if you brought it in yourself, then it would be possible. No, Kabir could say it's not a klisharis, and the neck of the bird is like neck of the animal, wouldn't be possible. It's just because of the seifa of yatsa lachutz, that when it goes out of the area and it comes back, then it's going to be possible. That's why it's chal. That's why it's necessary to say it. But the truth is, we could say that, but regarding the case of when it goes into the heichel, even if it was deliberately brought in by a kain, it would still be kasher, because actually the neck of the bird is not like a klisharis. It's like the neck of the animal, which we said from Dama and not Dama in Besara, it wouldn't be invalid, and therefore there's no raya. A similar question, based on a similar halachic lamdas, the Gemara says, Bayir Abavim. Same thing regarding discerning how we characterize the blood of the Chatas Saif in the neck. Reb Avin asked the following question. Regarding a Chatas Saif, again, the blood, the bird Chatas, that its blood was Nishbach al Haritzbah. Its blood spilled from the neck of the bird onto the floor of the azar of the courtyard. And then the asva, and then it was gathered up and put back into a bowl. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? Explains the Gemara. Do you say, atzruchehu deloy atzruchei rachmanu lekli sharis? Do you say, just that the Torah didn't require you, like it did by Chatas Behema, to go ahead and receive the blood in the service vessel? Meaning, what would that mean? Because the neck of the bird is the kli sharis, the vessel, the receptacle holding it, by an animal, it spills all out. But a bird, you have it in the neck, and then you spray it. So essentially, just like we know there's avodah shechita, kabbalah, hilach, hazrika, so the kabbalah of the chatas ha'if is the neck of the bird. And therefore, the hilkach eisvei v'kasher. So therefore, that would tell us, when the blood spills from the neck onto the floor, although we know, let's say, by Chatas Behema, if it spills straight from the neck onto the floor, it's actually possible, because you missed out the Kabbalah, has to go straight from Midam HaPar, you have to receive it straight from the blood of the pool. Here, it would be valid to then go ahead and spray it onto the Mizbeach, because it would be like the halacha of by the Chatas Behema, when it spills out from the vessel that you received it in, and it spilled on the floor, and then you gather it together, it's going to be kosher, because you did a valid Kabbalah. Just spill on the floor, so you put it back in, then you do the zrika. Here also, if you say that the neck of the bird is the klisharis, is the receptacle, so good. It's like you makabal it, although it was always doing the neck, but it's like receiving it. Oh, it's still on the floor. Okay, you can just put it back in the vessel, and then you throw it, and there it's going to be valid. I do more, maybe, no. Mifsal pasal beirachman the klisharis. Maybe the understanding of what happens by the chatzos ayif is very different. Maybe the Torah specifically, explicitly, didn't want you to receive it in anything else, because the Torah wanted you to go ahead and throw it directly from the bird itself to the Mizbeach. And therefore it's actually a problem to receive it in the vessel. And for sure, if it spills on the floor, for sure that's a problem. And behilkach eis v'yapasal. Therefore, if you gather it on the floor, it's going to be a pasal, because the Torah wanted it specifically from the neck of the bird. And therefore, what's the halach if it spills from the neck on the floor? Can you gather it together and throw it or not? Samar Rabbi says, Tashema. It's being arrived from the Brayis we mentioned earlier. The Brisa said, Yochel Yehidam Chatas Aiv Toin Kibus. You would think, like we said from Tairas, you include all Chatois for the Aloch, if its blood sprays on the garment that you have to wash it. You would think the same thing applies to the bird Chatas. Tamalem is Zais. As the Brisa said, no, it says Zais, exclusionary term, excluding the Chatas Aiv. That says, Rava, V'isol Kedaitach, Mifsol Pasol Beirachmano. If you would think that the halachic understanding of what happens by the Chatas Aiv, that it doesn't have Kabbalah, is that actually that the Torah is saying that it's a problem to receive it in the vessel. That you don't have to. It's actually a problem. And therefore, when it spills on the floor, it's a problem. You can put it back in. Even though it would be, it's not like the halacha of like, as if it went into a vessel and fell down. No, you have to do it directly from the neck of the bird. Then says Rav, if that would be the case, then typically, then I should know that when it spills from a chatas if on a garment, that it doesn't have to be washed without the exclusionary term of zayis. Why? The ifsalah, because the blood already became invalidated from the moment that it reached ba'avar kli, in the airspace of the garment that it's about to spill on. Now, the halacha requires that it says ashayiza, which is, this halacha is only for, if it's a type of blood, like we said in the Mishnah, if it's dam psula, it's not going to make the garment have to be washed. It has to be a type of blood that could be sprayed. Now, we know this halacha of avar kli kekli dami. The airspace of the vessel is like the vessel itself. Now, if you hold that when it gets received in the vessel, it actually becomes invalidated by Chatas Oiv, so it's invalidated the moment it's in the ear space of the garment, because Avar Kli Kekli Dami. Therefore, step number two, now it's not Roi Lahaza anymore, because it became invalidated. Why? Because a Kli is a Paisel. If it's invalidated, so already it's not going to make the halacha of having to wash the garment. Why do we need zayis to exclude it? Obviously, says Rava, it's not like that option. Obviously, it's that, not that it's a puzzle, it's just that you didn't require it. And therefore, it would be actually that it's like the neck was a klisharis, and therefore it would be kosher. So on that, Rav Huna Breda Bishui says, and it disproves their raya. He says, no. I could tell you that you would need zayis. Why would you need zayis? Doesn't it automatically become invalid when it reaches the airspace? I could tell you a case when it won't be in the avar of the kli before it touches the kli. How so? B'mat b'kli b'tzavar. When he puts the garment directly on the neck of the bird, where it wasn't on the airspace of the garment until it touched it, for that is where you need zayis, and therefore there's no raya for the question that we asked. The Gemara continues with another question. B'yimenei Levi. Levi asked from Rebbe the following related question. Nites mi beged le beged ma'u. And he's asking, not regarding that we were talking about before, of a chatas a'if, he's talking about a chatas behemah, he's talking about the blood of an animal carmel chatas, where that we know clearly there's halach of washing the garment, but it's sprayed onto a garment, and from that garment it's spritzed onto another garment. What's the halach? So what's the question? Says the Gemara. Do we say mi beged kama itchile le kibuz? Do we say that from the moment it hit the first garment, it was already rejected from being considered as the dam that requires washing, because it already has to be washed? In other words, it's worse than the case of when you have blood in a vessel that spills on the floor, and then you gather it together, where then, if it would spill on the garment, you would have to wash the garment. Oh, that's because when you have blood from a vessel that spills on the floor and you gather it, it's still kosher to be sprayed. And therefore it's considered as ro lazah. But do we say over here, when it hits that first garment, so now you have to wash that garment? So now that blood is not any more valid to be used for hazah, because you have to wash that blood off. And therefore you don't consider it roi lazah. And therefore, you're not going to have to wash the second garment that it trips onto, because it's not roi lazah anymore. Maybe do you say no? Maybe it's no difference. Who cares that you have to wash that garment? But the blood that, let's say, is washed off would still be fit to be sprayed. And therefore when it drips onto the second garment, you would have to wash that garment too. So amalei, so Rebbe said to Levi, zu shayla. That's a question. In other words, it's a good question. I have to give you an answer. So says Rabbi, but toin kibis b'manavshach. But you're going to have to wash the garment either way. Why? Because, yeah, you have a good question, and he's not even necessarily answering the question, but either way it's going to require being washed. Why? E eisvei b'kasher, if the halacha is that if you gather the blood off, it's going to be valid, meaning, as we said, even though that you have to wash that first garment, that's not going to nullify that blood that's being washed off from the halacha of being considered valid blood, because as long as it wasn't washed, so it's like blood that spilled from a vessel onto the floor, here also spilled on the garment, so that blood is still valid blood. Now you'll have to wash it, maybe you're going to wash it, it's going to ruin it, but when it fell on the garment, it's like falling on the floor, and then when it drips on the other one, it's still valid blood. So therefore, then says Rebbe, then ha-kasher, then it's valid, and of course, it's good blood, that's roi lazah, and you're going to have to wash the second garment. Now, even and even if you're going to say, like the other part of your question that you had, that since you have to wash that garment, so it's not going to have any more halachic effectiveness of a blood, because you're going to have to wash it off, and therefore if you would gather off that first garment, it would be puzzle. Still says Rebbe, I know Rebbe Kiva, really. I hold Rebbe Kiva. The Amad that he says is brought later on the next daf. If the blood had an opportune time to be thrown and the nifsla became invalid, still dama toin kibus. Still the blood does need to be washed. Although we brought earlier in our Mishnah that there is an opinion that if the blood became puzzle, it doesn't make a difference if it had a shasa kaisha. But says Rebbe, to me the question is anyways a moot point, because I hold like Rebbe Kiva that holds that if it had an opportune time, even though now it's puzzle, you're still going to have to wash the garment. And therefore here, where initially it was received in a vessel, and it had an opportune time, and then even if you're going to say that it became invalidated once it hit the first garment, and then it hit the second garment, still you're going to have to wash the second garment, because even though, quote-unquote, now it's a dam puzzle by the time it hits the second garment, still I hold a kibbutz that if it had a shasa kasher, it's still going to have the halacha of kibbutz of laundering the garment. And therefore, either way, whether a safek kasher or a safek puzzle, you're going to have to wash the second garment.